Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Far East. President Trump's Asian tour is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. That's the headline. Colonel Bob McGinnis will join me at this broadcast table in a moment with this report.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
First up in Japan, with your knowledge of that region of the world, is Japan ready to fight alongside the United States against North Korea if need be?
Well, certainly the moves by Prime Minister Abe suggest that they would, but they're moving in the direction to being a more viable partner in a variety of areas. We'll see whether or not they do that. We've equipped the South Koreans with THAAD and Patriot as well, and they have a similar capability. I suppose the pressure will have to continue to increase before these countries make that rather dramatic move.
Well, you mentioned South Korea. It's a key stop for the president. Is South Korea on the same page with the United States?
Well, they certainly disfavor the aggression shown by Pyongyang and Kim Jong-un, and they have allowed an increase in the number of anti-ballistic missiles and the number of exercises. They've asked for a return of American nuclear devices, weapons, to South Korea. So I would argue they are. Now, keep in mind, when President Trump spoke the other day to the National Assembly, and I'm quoting him, he says, "Do not underestimate us and do not try us." And the message was targeted at Pyongyang. And, of course, that was the South Korean audience of lawmakers that were listening, and he promised that together we will face them down and defeat them. And I do believe that he's going in the right direction, at least as now. We'll see if that continues.
Probably the most important stop was to China.
Every indication says that China was going to crumble economically because it was overextended. That is yet to happen. They're showing every indication of a global power, something that I think that we had better pay close attention to.
Colonel Bob McGinnis with the details behind the Trump Asian tour. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Let me remind you that God did set human government in place to direct humankind on this earth. That's Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6 and Romans chapter 13 and verse 1. As presidents make political decisions, we see the stage being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Trump Asian tour is doing exactly that, setting the stage for Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12 to be fulfilled. That prophetic passage comes to pass at the end of the tribulation period, the last 6 months of that 7 years of judgment, when the kings of the East, Japan, South Korea, and China, make their way to Jerusalem to join with Satan to try to stop the return of Jesus Christ. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...